Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. You have made it to the end of the work week, the hallowed ground of Friday night, and another mini episode of The Working Experience. It's Friday, mofos. Enjoy.
The Working Experience.
Route 93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning. Snow and sleet.
There is no service on
the... Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks. We're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Dan, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
To stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
We're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
He was clipping his toenails at his
harassment.
Desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Working Experience Podcast. It's Maddie K.
And John, and welcome on this fine Friday in September,
ping,
where
ping.
I hope you're breaking loose tonight.
Pong, pow, ping, 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 ping. I'm jazzing it up here. That's the weekend music.
I think we should have some sort of like audio engineer post putting in those sound effects instead of Maddie just live mixing them.
Nah, I think people like me doing it a cappella. Like, everybody dance now. All right, let me rewind the clock about 23 years. The Varsity Club, Quincy, Massachusetts. I mean, the crowd's parting because Maddie K is into it. He's going for it.
And I believe that was when you had the glitter jacket and the Velcro sneakers.
The Velcro sneakers. Man, those were a feat. Did you have those in middle school? I remember I got a pair because I couldn't believe you could get Velcro sneakers.
Same here.
Yeah.
I got a pair because it was like they just invented sliced bread.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe, like, I didn't have to tie my shoes anymore. And then they slowly transitioned from being like a cool thing to, you know, 85-year-old people who can't walk would put those on.
See, I like the cyclical nature of it. I had them in middle school, and in about 30 years, I'll have them again.
Well, they also, this is like late 80s, early 90s, they were also with like basketball sneakers. Like they would still lace up, but the top would like Velcro over.
Remember the pumps, the air pumps?
Oh, yeah, I had those pumps. You know, I remember this was like circa like 86, 87. I got a pair of Jordans. And at the time, it was like $90. If I just boxed those Jordans and saved them, they'd be worth like $5,000.
I know. There are people who pay. I remember I was in a shoe place in Manhattan down by the bridge. We were shooting something. There were sneakers in there for $7,000. And I was like, who buys these? And I guess...
You got to get your head examined, man.
Yeah, I know. $7,000.
Now, when I buy something, if it's not on sale, don't show it to me. If someone else doesn't want it, I have no interest in it.
No. Well, they said like...
Oh, I'm sorry. If someone else doesn't want it, I want it. That's what I meant to say.
They said... like Jay-Z came in and bought a couple of pairs. He'll wear them like once to an awards show, and then that's it. He never wears them again.
It's a sickness. It's a sickness. Anyway, let's get back on Friday. It's Friday, mofos.
Well, we got the weekend staring us down.
What's that?
Get your best pair of sneakers out, man. Let's go.
Yeah, why not blow $7,000 on a pair of sneakers this weekend? That's what we should be asking.
Yeah. Let's see. What's going on? I don't know. Boy,
that's the level of excitement that Maddie's going to hit this weekend. Let's see.
I don't know. Cut the lawn. So I'll have to cut the backyard.
I got soccer games staring me down the gullet this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. I got to seed the lawn. I got to split some wood.
Split some wood. There you go.
Exciting stuff.
I actually have to get a wood delivery in. We got the fireplace back up and running, so Have to get that done. Boy, it's just excitement central. You know what I feel like? I feel like that scene in Old School where Will Ferrell is at the party and they're like trying to get him to do a keg stand or a funnel. They're trying to get him to do a funnel. And he's like, oh, I got to get up early tomorrow. I got to go to Home Depot and then Bed Bath and Beyond. He's like, pretty exciting weekend, actually. And then all of a sudden he's like, all right, let's go fill it up. That is a picture perfect moment of a man looking down the barrel of his life and saying, fill up the funnel. Let's go. Fill it up.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, that was obviously fictionalized, but that rings true. I know guys, I get friends of mine who look forward to going to Home Depot on the weekend. It's like they're going to Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a certain amount of sadness in that.
There's a certain amount of sadness, but there also is a certain amount of bliss in it. Yeah. I have friends who are just happy as a pig in shit. They just, you know, they know what's ahead of them. You know, there's no surprises, and they're just kind of they're on the freeway of life, and they're on cruise control. Actually, they're in a Tesla, and they're asleep at the wheel.
That's right. You don't need to be awake anymore. I remember hearing, this is a couple of years ago, maybe 4 years ago. I was working at a school, and these two other teachers were talking. They were like, yeah, talking about, I don't know, Jim or somebody. Yeah, he just bought a Harley Davidson, da-da-da. And they're like, is he living with Derek now? And they're like, yeah. So the guy I knew, I forget his name. I'll call him Bob. Bob, you know, he was like, oh, we're talking about these two guys. They were both gym teachers. They were both divorced. Both in their 40s, and they'd moved in together and bought Harley Davidsons. So
love it. And there was no physical attraction. They were buddies,
roommates. Yeah, they were just roommates. And
love it.
Yeah. So, and they were out like I was talking to him a little bit about it. He goes, yeah, it's pretty sad. He's like, they're like out cruising the bars and stuff. Like these two guys, Jesus. You know, like. Trying to lose weight and get some hair transplants on, getting the Harley Davidson.
You know, we joke about that, but the mental fortitude of those guys to continue to push on in life—pretty
amazing.
I take my hat off to them.
Yeah, I would sit on the couch honestly and just watch television. I wouldn't do any of that.
You know? I would hang up my cleats.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that. I'd just be like, all right, well, I guess I have Netflix, and there you go. I'm all good, you know? That's about it. Yeah.
Well, we've got, Matt and I, we've kind of fallen off the barrel of this podcast, and we apologize to the listeners if you've made it this far. I mean, let's be honest. What are we at, like minute seven? You probably tuned out when Matt was searching for what he was going to do on his boring weekend.
Well,
we are going to bang out more podcasts this weekend. It's on our to-do list.
Yeah,
right
after the Harden the Paint book. Got that coming out. and the turbo drink. We got the turbo drink. Got a lot
nitro,
of the old to-do
nitro.
List, baby.
Nitro. Look, I'm We're ideas guys.
I'm an ideas man.
We just have no one to give the ideas to run with.
Listen,
there's no one underneath us.
I plan, I don't execute. I'm not the executor. I need an executor. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah, we need someone to do the hard work, and we don't have that. So
no.
You could just like a mental picture of Matt and I standing with ideas falling all around us like rain, and then they're just going down the gutter.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we love them when we see the rain, but then they just goes away.
What I do have is, you know the show Better Call Saul?
Mm-hmm.
Love that show.
Do you know that I worked on that show?
Oh, did you really? Wow.
Yeah.
What, editing, like post stuff? Or you actually wrote the show?
We did digital marketing for them, digital media stuff, social media stuff. So not actually on the, I mean, I interviewed some of the stars and the directors and executive producers. I wasn't involved in the actual production, but I was on set. I was doing marketing for the show.
Did you interview Bob Odenkirk?
Yep.
Oh, how was he?
He was a super nice guy.
Wow. Yeah, I've always liked him. You know, he's been around a long, long time.
He's been, he's not new to this game.
No, but I really love those stories about people, like, really hang in there. And he was on, like, news. He had guest spots on news radio.
Wow, that's going back. Yeah, super nice, super humble guy, very even keeled.
Yeah, he seems
just all around nice guy.
Well, I've never been a big fan of Breaking Bad, and everyone I say this to, I love Better Call Saul. Not a huge fan of Breaking Bad.
Also worked on Breaking Bad. Just another drop in another show.
Of course. Plugging the old
constantly
company.
You can just basically name and be like Game of Thrones. Oh, I worked on that too. Actually, I didn't work on that.
You were the one who left the coffee cup in the middle of that table. It has a JB on it.
A big JB. I'll be like, who the hell left this?
Yeah. So I had been getting rather irritated because the season 4 has not been on Netflix, and I've been waiting for it. So I finally just bit the bullet. I went on Amazon and found the DVDs. I ordered them, and they arrived yesterday. So I'm saving them for the weekend. Because I really do love
that show. That's impressive, number one, that you bought DVDs. Number two, you actually have a machine in your house that will play said DVDs.
I do, and I'm very glad for it, because I don't know why Netflix is effing around with this. It got me very irritated. So, you know, old Amazon, sometimes, baby, they come through. The only thing I didn't like was that an actual human being delivered them. I want the drone dropping it on the lawn.
Yeah, I want a drone or a robot.
Yes. Yeah. Kind of walking up my driveway with that robot walk.
Yes.
And it takes it like an hour to get up the driveway and then drop it.
I just let the dog out to go bite the robot just because that's who I am.
Yep. Yep. So I've got that to look forward to. A little Better Call Saul marathon. Not bad. Right? Pretty good.
So you didn't watch it when it was actually on AMC?
No. I can't watch it like that because it's like week to week. Like I can't.
Why don't you DVR it?
I don't really know how to use the DVR on my
Jesus
thing.
Christ, actually, Matt.
All right. Are you seeing this remote that I'm holding up?
Yeah, I've got the same remote.
Okay.
Super easy, Matt.
You press record, is that, or you press DVR?
Jesus Christ!
What do you do here? See, this is a good weekend.
So the DVR, though. If you go to DVR, it will show all the shows that you've recorded. So when you're on a show, right? You're watching a show and you're like, "Oh, I'd like to record this." Press record, and then it will record that episode.
Do you press record or DVR?
No. You're on the show.
Yes.
You're watching The Walking Dead on AMC, and you want to tape that episode.
Yes.
You press record. Yes. You'll see a little red circle pop up. Boom, you're recording that episode.
No, but I've tried.
If you want to record the entire series, you press record twice.
Oh.
Then a dialog box will come up, and it'll say record series with options, and you just literally click it. Literally a two-year-old could record something.
Or I could order the DVDs from Amazon.
Or you can order the DVDs, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
I could do that too, which I did. All worked out very well. All right, folks, so that's my weekend. Not action-packed, I'm admitting to you, but I'm very tired from the work week, so I need to relax and recuperate and let my brain rest and heal, okay? How's that sound?
I like that. Rest and heal.
And heal.
Because my guess, if we actually had a machine hooked up to Matt's brain, there would be very, very little activity during the school day.
What you'd hear is, da, 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 hey, da, 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 da. That usually is.
Most of Matt's impressive mental gymnastics is when he's trying to get out of something.
Oh, I am just a master.
That's when the brain waves just go all over the place. He's ducking, he's dodging. Then he's like a nimble cat.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to throw the word genius around, but when it comes to placing blame or getting out of work, well, everybody's just going to have to watch the Master Class series, because this is where we all shine, really.
You know? Oh yeah, this it's art.
Yeah.
It's just pure art.
And I have to give a shout out to Paul Kandarian, Gigi Jackson, Prashi Nagata, and Chris Faria. They really, Chris Faria, we have a master class on what to do when you're in a meeting and you have no idea what's going on, and all of a sudden someone asks you a question. And Chris Faria does the deer in the headlights like no one I've ever seen.
It was a thing of beauty.
He's scratching aimlessly on a legal pad, trying, you know, sort of looking like he's doing anything. And then he's asked a question, and he just looks up like, and then he does a masterful job just punting it, just punt it.
And what the what our audience doesn't know is that was take 35. In the previous 34 takes, Matt was in his face screaming at him. An inch from his face to get out that performance.
I also laughed through a lot of it, too, that I wasn't supposed to be doing. So I like writing the material and then laughing at my own material.
Of course.
So sad.
And then you start the laugh and then you look around like, hey, I better not be the only person laughing because I'm paying you idiots.
Right. Right. No one else even understands where the joke is supposed to be. I'm like, that's the joke.
We should do a podcast on that when the boss tells the terrible jokes and it's like the obligatory laugh. Oh, God, kill me now.
Yeah, there was a school where I worked where the administration would come out the first day. This was for the teachers. This was not students, right? Like sometimes in middle school, teachers have to do goofy things, whatever, fine. But this was, I was doing a long-term sub position, and I just started. They came out and did a skit for the teachers. Some, like, lame skit they put on. This is like 4 or 5 years ago. I was just sort of open-mouthed watching these people. They had, like, goofy wigs on.
I was on set with a client, and this guy was just unbearable, and near towards the end of the day, we're trying to get this stuff in. We're literally running out of time, and he's got to tell us all a joke, right? Like, literally, it's like, you know, you've been on a set. It's like 40 or 50 people. You go a minute over, you're paying, you know, $5,000 in overages, and then you're paying the studio overages, all this stuff. No, the client's got to tell a joke. So he tells a joke, and Matt, it was off color, racist, offensive, and I'm standing there like, look, I hear the punchline, and it wasn't horrific,
yeah,
in terms of humor, right. It was just the wrong place, the wrong time to tell the joke, and I'm standing next to my AP, who is a black woman, an African-American woman. I'm not going to tell the joke. And I look at this guy. I'm just looking at this guy. I'm like, I know you didn't just tell me that joke.
What did she say?
There was like nervous laughs because he was like,
yeah, the client.
You know, he's the client. He's like paying everybody.
That is like brutal.
It was so brutal.
Yeah.
Just brutal. Anyway, all right, we got to wrap this bad boy up.
Well, listen, I'm going to wrap it up, but you guys be the life of the party, all right? You tell the jokes. You got it?
Always be the comedian. Yeah. It's not that hard.
Yeah, no, not at all.
You can look up line, get some jokes, get them at the ready, get an audience, boom.
You know what I like to do? I don't work it into the conversation. I say, hey, you guys want to hear a joke? And then I stand there. No, do you guys want to hear? And I make sure I have everyone's attention before I start on the joke.
Right. Right. Everybody's kind of like, nah, I'm good. And you just keep on rounding people up to hear your joke.
All right, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.